This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Democratic and Republican negotiators in the U.S. said they were hopeful of reaching a deal to raise the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling and avert a disastrous default, with talks expected to resume on Saturday. Time is tight. The Treasury Department on Friday said the government would run short of funds to pay all its bills on June 5th without congressional action, a slightly later but firmer deadline than its prior forecast of default as early as June 1st. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris makes history as the first woman to deliver the commencement address at the West Point Military Academy.
America has no greater resource, no greater strategic asset than the men and women who wear our uniform.
NATO on Saturday urged Kosovo to dial down tensions with Serbia a day after its government forcibly accessed municipal buildings to install mayors in ethnic Serb areas in the north of the country. The resulting clashes on Friday between Kosovan police and protesters opposed to the ethnic Albanian mayors prompted Serbia to put its army on full combat alert and to move units closer to the border. Passengers flying into Britain faced major delays after landing at airports on Saturday due to a nationwide issue affecting the automated border control gates that scan passports upon arrival. Images posted on social media showed long queues with hundreds of people at London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports, with frustrated passengers complaining of having to wait several hours in line. For more stories, check out voanews.com.